And welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Of course, I'm your humble host, Bob Tuscan. It's March 28th, 2013. Jeez, where the heck did March go? Flew by. With the baby here, time is just flying by like you wouldn't believe it. Before I know it, I'm going to be 40 years old and he's going to be graduating college. Jeez. Tonight's guest, Steve Starrs. He'll be riding shotgun with us. We got a lot to go over. We will not be talking about the gay marriage issue. Although Steve has tried to convince me off the air that there's a reason to talk about it, that there's an angle of relevance. I couldn't possibly think of one reason that he could come up with that would interest me to talk about that topic. There is nothing interesting about it. It is a complete, with a capital C, distraction. Mr. Producer, if we could bring Steve Starrs on. He appears offline, but he's there. We'll get him right in on the first segment tonight and segue into tonight's show with our good friend Steve Starrs. What's up, Steve?
Hey, buddy. How you doing? Can you hear me okay?
I sure can. How are you, superstar?
I'm doing good, buddy. I've been listening to your shows. Been kind of very impressed. Very impressed.
Hey, you know who went on Jerry Doyle? Do you know the Jerry Doyle show by chance?
I've heard it, but I've never listened to Jerry.
It's kind of a lamestream, nationally syndicated talk show. Robert Scott Bell used to go on there all the time. Anyways, Liam Sheff went on the other night.
Oh, Liam. Good.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I mean, they had him on, and he was talking about official stories and blah, blah, blah. Very interesting. I was pleasantly surprised to hear Liam on there. He had announced it the night before on our humble show. Good. And I actually got to listen to it on my regular FM radio.
So wow. You mean it was actually on the ether, huh?
It was in the ether, on top of the ether, between the ether.
Well, it was ether this or ether that.
Now, you're going to have to try to convince me, and it's going to be tough because, you know, just the fact that I'm talking about you thinking that there's some relevant aspect to gay marriage in this whole Supreme Court decision is a waste of my time, and I really don't want to waste my time. I don't want to waste my listeners' time. But I trust that Steve Starrs has a valuable insight on this, and he will not lead me wrong. He never has in the past. So I'll give him an opportunity on the other side of our first break tonight to try to convince me of a relevant aspect to this. All right, Steve?
Yeah, we'll talk about just the court. Going back to things like the Dred Scott decision, what kinds of decisions have affected major outcomes in the United States, and what is the court doing? I mean, it's more
right.
about
well,
the jurisdiction.
Maybe that's interesting. Yeah. I could see that. All right, well, I'll let you get into that on the other side. Also, Steve, did you hear that Ron Paul's coming to talk here locally?
Yeah, that's what I heard. And you're going to be able to speak with Congressman Paul.
Dr. Paul, yeah. I want to hear what you would ask him.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I've got a lot of questions to ask him, of course. You know.
Of course you do. Mm-hmm. You're Steve Starrs. All right. Well, we'll get your insight on that. We'll cover some more news as well. I got a theme song for you, Steve, that I want to share with you. A new Steve Starrs theme song, HIV equals AIDS, fact or fiction, AIDSfraudvideo.com, his site. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Deliberately been trying to avoid the gay marriage topic. I couldn't think of one relevant aspect of this, but Steve Starrs, leave it to him. He's got something we should go with. Pick it up, Steve. Go ahead.
Well, I think, Bob, what we can do to begin with is just try to extract the emotionalism out of the issue and look at the complications of jurisdiction that the court is facing here. Because on one hand, you have a state law, Prop 8, you know, where the California voters voted against recognizing gay marriages. And then you have this thing called the Defense of Marriage Act, which was intended to go through Congress and be passed and Obama and were just so that he would sign it into law and all this kind of stuff. And this is being challenged on a national level in a national jurisdiction. I think the real problem, the question that we may be looking at here is another one of these things that the Supreme Court is treading on very dangerous ground concerning wanting to make legislation or anything that might go against the popular grain of people's feeling of their own self-empowerment in government. And that's going to be a very touchy situation. I was going to refer to the Dred Scott decision of 1857, which was probably the key thing that started the Civil War in a lot of people's minds, because the Supreme Court had decided that Dred Scott, an escaped slave, would not be awarded any citizenship or rights as essentially as a human being. You know, and this thing did not sit well. Lincoln used it to eat Douglas's lunch all during the debates, and it just heated up and kept going. And just like Roe v. Wade and a few of these other decisions, regardless of how you feel about these things, what I'm trying to point out is that the difficulty with the Supreme Court trying to determine laws that may go against the grain or may satisfy some people, and I have to confess I was listening to Popeye's show, which was very good, by the way, when he talked about marriage being a right, you know, and a license and all this kind of stuff, or a licensed litigated process by which people have to submit to through the government, that in itself puts you in a slavery camp, as he described so well. But the point simply here is that there are other issues concerning state laws, jurisdictions, and concerning the court's ability to make rules. On one hand, what happens if they knock down Proposition 8 and keep the Defense of Marriage Act, or go the other direction, knock down the Defense of Marriage Act and keep Proposition 8 in effect because the people voted on it, because in this case it was a popular decision? I mean, you've got some real problems. That any state can do just exactly what California did, or anybody else. And so you've got a real problem with states' rights versus federal jurisdictions versus the popular vote, and some very touchy issues that border on what people think, you know, that could amount to, you know, their own perspective or their own, which value system about certain things, their own
determination. That's where you lose me. Where you lose me. I mean, who cares? Really? Maybe states' rights. I mean, okay, that's interesting. I'll follow you there. County rights, perhaps. Maybe the sheriff's office can protect the people from something besides gay marriage. This is just the symbol, perhaps, of the process, the system of checks and balances, and is not, in my opinion, a relevant aspect of it, a relevant contextual part of it.
Yeah, you may be right on some pretty good points there, Bob, because in reality, you know, of course, my libertarian point of view is that if you don't like gay marriage, don't have one, okay? But on the other hand, the problem there is if you do have a gay marriage, can you expect everybody to accept that as well? I mean, it's one of those things that, you know, where does the border of the burden of acceptance have to be defined? And that's what the court is dealing with here. The question at the time of Dred Scott, you know, which was only like 8 years before the slaves were, you know, freed during the Civil War, which was a bloody affair, okay, and it wasn't just about slavery, yes, we know, and it wasn't just about states' rights, and it was also very much about the banks funding both sides of this war. They wanted to crumble the country apart and leave both North and the South in debt to the international banks. That was what was really happening there. But the point is simply this, that the slavery issue was on the top. That was the heated one. And what we're coming back to here, Bob, is that sometimes the emotional issues are the things that trigger very, very big responses. And if the people decide that, look, the court is out to lunch, you know, regardless of how they feel about the issue, they made the either way they decide, they may say that, you know, this just isn't applicable to us as citizens anymore. And there you have a very touching, even dangerous situation.
All right. Well, I follow you there. All right. 800-313-9443. That's the toll-free number to join us. Get out your crayon. Write that number down. 800-313-9443. Do you have some insight on this? Anyways, I'd like to move on. I think we've covered it enough. 800-313-9443, but if you have a compelling point you'd like to make, that you feel compelled to make, a compelling point that you're compelled to make, say that five times fast, then you can call us, 800-313-9443. Steve-O, what's next on our agenda?
Well, we've got a lot of things going on, of course, and you guys covered this very well last night on your show on Monsanto, and we saw what happened here where they get out of jail card free, destroying most of the genetic life on Earth. This has got to be one of the most horrific things that has ever happened, and you've done a very good job, Bob, and so many of us have exposed what Monsanto was doing for so long. And this is a very good point. And, you know, I don't know if we want to follow up on that any, but, you know, obviously Barack Obama has no regard at all for the ecosystem or the genetic codes of all life in general. And this is something that's going to be bigger and bigger and bigger as it looms on the horizon.
I was reading that Monsanto literally wrote that bill.
Mm-hmm.
They themselves.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
And it's no surprise. I mean, we talked about, what's the guy's name? Edwards, maybe? No.
You mean the guy that started
the guy who went from Monsanto to the FDA.
Right.
To head up the FDA. Yes. What's his name?
I got to get that story up
here. Tip of my tongue. Jeez. I want to say Edwards. Anyways, regardless, we know that these people go from the private sector to the public sector, and it is, in this respect, a bit of a corporatocracy.
Yeah, absolutely. And this was like the NDAA where, this was added to, a government budget bill is what happened here. And this was something that was log rolled into the fine print. And, this was what was expected, was that this could be excluded. We'd go on with business as usual. But just like with the NDAA and the detainment of American citizens, it ended up in the bill. It did not get struck out. And it was still part of the same thing. So that's where the real problem is that this didn't even really get voted on. It was just a shadow of a portion of a bigger piece of legislation that just weaseled its way through here. And it's a criminal act, obviously, in my opinion.
I couldn't agree more. The guy's name was Michael Taylor.
Ah, yes, Michael Taylor.
Good old Michael Taylor.
And that's the way the whole thing works. This is this revolving door of people going from government posts and positions back into the corporations and back around again. I mean, look at these characters, Geithner, look at so many others. You've got them left and right. Most people don't know that Mitt Romney was very involved in Monsanto many years ago. And this was something that even John Hinckley didn't know when we did the show with this. He was exposing Romney. He said, well, what did you think about Romney's connections to Agent Orange in the PR campaign that he did with the Bain Capital Venture Partners at that time? It was a different, he was working for the company at that time instead of owning it like he did later. But his number one and first client right out of Harvard Business School was taking care of the Agent Orange debacle and the public relations campaign that Monsanto had. So, friends, if you'd have voted Mitt Romney in, you would have had Monsanto there as well and maybe even stronger at this point. I mean, we are losing to these very big, evil, ugly, dangerous pharmaceutical companies and chemical, organizations such as Monsanto, DuPont, so many others out there right now.
Yeah. On the top of the headlines here, Steve, for today, to shift gears a bit, Newtown killer's obsessions in chilling detail. I'm still not buying it. There's more to this story. We've kind of forgotten about the Newtown mass killing from supposedly this defunct, crazy Adam Lanza.
Yes. And that is one part of it. I don't know if you follow the thing in Aurora here, but that was against, again, my own hometown. It's where I grew up in that area, right in the middle of where all that happened. It was when I was very young, of course. But it looks as though James Holmes will be offering to take a guilty plea and life imprisonment, which could mean that the trial will be over next week. And Bob,
they did the same thing, by the way, they did the same thing to homeboy in Arizona.
Lafner.
Lafner. Yeah. I mean, geez. And they forced him with drugs. And they're, I'm sure, forcing this crazy from Aurora with the same sort of thing.
Yeah, it's absolutely criminal. But the nice thing about it, Bob, is we won't have to look at the video of what actually happened and all those horrible events. We can put behind us and we can just say,
thank goodness.
People are crazy and,
they're just nuts.
We won't have to worry about it anymore, even though we had friends that we don't know or somebody that died and that said,
Steve, I am scared. I am not going to send my son to school. I'm not going to. I refuse to put him in a dangerous situation where there are no guns to protect him. And also, I don't want him to be brainwashed and indoctrinated and so on and so forth. We'll be back after a quick break. Steve Starrs, 800-313-9443, if you want to jump in on tonight's conversation.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Call us up. Anything on your mind is acceptable. Steve Starr's riding shotgun with us. North Korea wants to go to war with us. I don't know if I'd buy that. I mean, yeah, okay, these people are crazy, sure. But I don't know. I just think it's such a propagandized issue. I would love to hear Dennis Rodman's take on it, because he probably, more than any other politician, has more insight on what North Korea is up to. The great Dennis Rodman, what do they call him? The rat or the
rod?
The rod. No, he's got some nickname. It is the rat. Okay. That's what I thought. All right. Well, anyways, I digress. I don't know. Is that a story that we should be looking at, Steve, do you think?
Well, I think it's good for controversy. I mean, that's what a lot of these things are. You know, we've seen so many stories that are about controversy. And, you know, the issue is this. Here's something that I think that's important to say, Bob. We don't do conspiracy theories. What we do is news analysis. There isn't any news analysis in the mainstream. That's why we have all these things happening and nobody knows why. I mean, look at the list of murderous and treasonous events that have taken place in this country. And there is no summation or final analysis on JFK, MLK, RFK, Oklahoma City, Anthrax, 9/11, USS Liberty, Gulf of Tonkin, Flight 007. We could just go on and on and on. And now this big list of shootings. Nobody does news analysis. So I always tell friends, listen, do not let them put you in the category of being a conspiracy theorist. What you are is a news analyst. You're looking at the news. You're looking at the facts. And, Bob, you and I, we've changed our opinions a few times on things as we got a little bit more. I mean, you have to. If you're honest, you want to keep
researching. I mean, over the years, I've changed my opinions on many things.
Yeah.
Looking back, 2001, September 11th, I thought for a moment that terrorists had got us.
I did, too.
And then I analyzed it a bit more and looked at it with a less of a emotional mindset and realized there was more to this. Now, invoking Newtown and invoking the emotion that we felt on the day in which we heard so many of those children were slaughtered by guns, by the evil guns, because the guns kill people, right? People don't kill people. Guns, these automatic rifles killed these children, slaughtered them. 150 bullets every 300 seconds. And Obama, in a press conference today after the release of this info, decided to say that, well, Congress needs to get to work and start cracking down on guns. He has made an impassioned plea for gun control legislation. Please save the children. Never mind the drone strikes killing hundreds and hundreds of children. Never mind all the other policies that put children and adults, well, mostly adults, but also children and Warawaki's son, who was collateral damage, 16 years old, from Colorado. We got your crazy state of Colorado going after the guns. They legalize pot, supposedly, but then they come after your weapons. Geez, can't I have my gun and smoke a bowl at the same time if I want to? Why can't we have both?
Well, I mean, what you see here is there's a lot of liberal people who would maybe slightly side to the idea that pot should be legalized or at least decriminalized is kind of more the case of what's happened in Colorado. But then, you have these legislators who are from the big cities, and they're not from around here. You know, Sheriff Cook from my locale was on Fox News talking about gun rights, and it's supporting that. Of course, I know Fox News is, well, let's put it this way. They're conservative. We don't like them from the standpoint of their phoniness. But obviously, they're on some issues like gun control or gun rights, they're going to take the Republican, rank and file point of view. But the point I was getting to, though, Bob, is that, things change and they vary. And Colorado is, for a large portion of the time, came into the country as a state in 1770 or 1876. It's a centennial state 100 years after the beginning of the U.S. And it was based on posse comitatus and guns. That's what they were. Don't come in here and tell us what to do. We want our weapons, and we'll form our own militias, our own protection units. We don't. That was part of the deal.
I got to revisit the whole militia topic because I think, for some time I was doing research on that. I think the militias are by far one of the greatest fronts in this fight against the powers that shouldn't be. And I could add the sheriff to that list and growing a garden and all these other solution-oriented things. 800-313-9443. Got to take another quick break, and then we'll come back with a nice long segment, your phone calls. I'll tell you about the DDoS attack on the Internet and so much more. Got a lot to get to. We're just scratching the surface. 800-313-9443. If you have anything to add, don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now. Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Steve Starr is riding shotgun with us tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. We'll take your calls at 800-313-9443. Before I get to some more news, and I got an HIV story for Steve-O, who is our resident expert on the topic. Of course, he came out with the groundbreaking film in the 1990s called HIV Equals AIDS, Fact or Fraud. And you got to check it out if you have not yet. Get it at his website, AIDSfraudvideo.com. The truth, is it a bioweapon? Well, not exactly. Is there a conspiracy? Well, you can call it that. But we're just analysts. We just take a look at the official stories, right, as my friend Liam Sheff does, and try to show you what's really happening, what's really going on. We'll squeeze in a phone call now. We got Wes in Idaho. Go ahead, Wes.
Yeah. The shrinking pineal gland. There's a film I watched. It's called Eating the Sun, in which people actually stare at the sun. For one thing, it makes the pineal gland grow. It also stimulates serotonin. I can attest that I have been doing it, and it helps me feel good. I haven't had any bad repercussions from staring at the sun for 5 minutes at a time. We haven't had much here in the North Idaho, but I wanted to get that across to you. Once again, it's called Eat the Sun. It was free. It's an hour and a half video on the internet. Thank you.
Thank you, Wes. Appreciate your call. I have never heard that before. I don't think that you should stare at the sun for too long. You might go blind. At least that's what they tell us. Who knows? Definitely want to go out in the sun with shorts on only and get some vitamin D. But don't wash it out with all sorts of nasty soap. Jeez, that could only make it worse. But thank you. Interesting food for thought from Wes. Let's go to another story here altogether. As promised, we'll talk a little bit about the HIV fraud.
Oh, this disease, syphilia. Doctors counting on your fear. Jesus disappear. Don't lie to me about HIV. You will not die as magic wand. Refuse to take cocktail pill, 'cause they will make you really ill for everything they do.
And they're making people ill with the test, lying to people, telling them that they have this disease. And here's a story from just today out of Oklahoma.
...7,000 people in Tulsa, Oklahoma. People urged to get tested for a host of serious diseases, including HIV, hepatitis. Health officials saying they may have been exposed by their veteran dentist, a trusted man in their community. How could it happen? ABC's David Wright launches us with the details.
Dr. W. Scott Harrington has been practicing oral surgery for 36 years, most recently in this Tulsa, Oklahoma medical building. But authorities are now concerned he may have exposed thousands of his patients to potentially deadly infections.
The instruments that came out of the autoclave were horrible. I wouldn't let my nephews play with them out in the dirt. I mean, they were horrible. They had rust on them.
Authorities say letters will be sent tomorrow to 7,000 patients, recommending they be tested immediately for hepatitis B, hepatitis C, and HIV. They started investigating after a patient with no other known risk factors tested positive for HIV and hepatitis C. An investigation determined his outdated procedures may have increased the risk of cross-contamination among his patients. For one thing, they say he didn't clean his instruments properly. Authorities say he bleached some instruments, which over time can cause them to become porous. Some of the equipment was rusty, and authorities say he routinely reused needles and vials, and some of his medications were 20 years past their expiry date. We reached out to Dr. Harrington, but his office was closed. He did not return calls. While state officials are stressing it's unlikely the infection has spread widely, they want to be sure. The Federal Centers for Disease Control are assisting in the investigation. David Wright, ABC News, Los Angeles.
And I want to bring in ABC's chief medical editor, Dr. Richard Besser, now, because, Rich, 7,000 people? What does this say about scope severity?
Well, I mean, this is absolutely unbelievable if these allegations are true. I talked to the CDC today, and with the millions of people who see the dentist every year, there's only been a handful of infections transmitted over the past 20 years. You know, a member of the team who went in could not believe what she saw in this dentist office.
So tell us the red flags for somebody going to the dentist tomorrow morning.
Well, I mean, first thing, ask your dentist.
All right. Steve, are you going to run out and get an HIV test because you have family in Oklahoma that have seen a dentist in the last year?
Yeah, oddly enough, my cousin is a Harvard-trained physician in Tulsa, and I've talked to him many times about HIV. Of course, he doesn't.
How about that?
He doesn't listen too long because he knows I actually know a lot more about it than he does, and he doesn't want to get off. I mean, doctors try to maintain.
Oh, he's a doctor, Steve. How dare you take him off his pedestal?
Harvard trained too, by the way.
Oh, he's a Harvard. That means he's just extra indoctrinated, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. As a matter of fact, you know his brother Paul. You've had him on with us, Bob. So,
oh yeah, good old Paul. How's Paul been?
He's been doing pretty good. We got to bring him back, I guess. But he is an attorney, and the funny thing about doctors and attorneys is, you know, an attorney will argue that the Earth is flat. A doctor will believe anything authorities tell him, and that's the way they are. I mean, that's just like these two boys. You know, one of them's a good.
Reminds me of me and my brother.
Yeah, I mean, they're just as different as night and day, you know what I mean? And their occupations reflect that. But, you know, this story, getting back to this story, you know, I was really kind of confused because at first it sounds like their expert, Dr. Best or whoever it is that's on the broadcast, is saying that he could not believe that this was true. And you're starting to ask, well, he does mention that there was only a handful of these cases. We'll go to the one most famous case, which was Dr. Acer, a dentist who supposedly infected Kimberly Bergalis. Now, this was one of those things that lit a fuse, that caused a panic, that created a $350 billion dangerous fraud. This is the kind of stuff that the germ hunters do, friends. And where else but in a place like Tulsa, Oklahoma? Is it a good place to start this? Oh, my God. And you're listening to this story, and even the person that's asking these questions, you don't know whether he's being cynical or he's saying, I can't believe that this actually is true. I couldn't quite make out what he was saying there.
I feel like they need a story like this to reintroduce the scare of this deadly virus that doesn't exist, that has never been isolated, that's based on faulty science, that isn't even tested for with the so-called HIV test. So I feel like this is just another thing to pop in the consciousness of the general public to keep them in that state of fear, to keep them in that lie that is the HIV/AIDS conundrum, which is pretty simple if you look at it and you check out Steve's film. But I don't want to digress and give a whole dissertation on the topic. We've done so many times before. Let's move on here. Let's take some more phone calls, though. 800-313-9443. You can call up on that or anything else on your mind. 800-313-9443. We will not be talking about gay marriage. My call screener will hang up on you. No, I'm joking. If you really want to talk about gay marriage, I guess I could entertain it. And by the way, whatever happened to Syria's President Assad? Did we ever get confirmation he's dead? Do you know, Steve?
I do not know, as a matter of fact. And I think the whole thing is rather sketchy at this point. So, but it could be like another story about Osama bin Laden.
Right.
Or, you know, he may reemerge. So we don't know for sure what's going on with this.
Or they'll treat him like Gaddafi. Anyways, let's go to Pat. What's up, Pat?
Yeah, hi. I have a question concerning that HIV AIDS kind of stuff.
Cool.
I have a friend of mine who has a daughter, whose mom was a drug addict, and the daughter was supposedly born with HIV. They didn't know this until she was like 5 years old. She went to the hospital for a pneumonia or something, and they claimed it was HIV, and the mother died either from AIDS or drug tests. I wasn't in their lives then, but I see what this, she's 21 years old now, and she takes so many drugs, and the side effects are horrendous. Her teeth are falling out. She's getting sores on her body. She has lipodystrophy. You know, she has humpback. And she's so afraid of not taking these drugs. And they have her on three different drugs at one time. I looked at the side effects, and it's just like, makes me sick when I, you know, she's such a good kid, and she's eating these drugs every day. And I don't know what to do. I'd like to tell her just stop them, but she's too afraid. Then I'm afraid
she needs to stop them. She needs to be educated on the topic and understand what's really happening. She needs to reach out to a little girl named Lindsay Nagel, who was also diagnosed with the so-called AIDS virus as a young lady and was told she has years to live and subsequently was poisoned.
Poisoned. That's what.
Her parents noticed that, just like you said, this medication that they were dosing her up on was the side effects or were, you know, had the side effects of all of the symptoms that she was experiencing. So they took her off the meds, and now she's in full health at that same age. And all the other people in her portion of the hospital died young. I'm talking 6-7 years old. So she really needs to see some other people who have been in her similar situation and have realized that this is a fraud, that she's been lied to by the medical establishment, that the fear has got into her, and subsequently she's been killing herself as a result. And there's a couple of different means in which she can wake up to that, so to speak. Steve?
Yeah, this is really good. And Pat, I mean, I thank you for calling in, because so often we get calls from people who say that they've been on these drugs for 10 or 15 years and they're just doing fine. And nobody hears the side effects. When you talk about big, hard lumps of fat on her back, which is called buffalo back in a common term among a lot of AIDS patients, what you're talking about are the effects of protease inhibitors that they inhibit aspartyl protease, which is necessary to break down some of these fat, very, you know, complex fat molecules and things like that in the digestive process. And so what happens is that fat just gets disseminated all over your body in strange places. Yeah.
Yeah.
And go ahead. Tell me some more about this, just because I do think it's important that people hear these are the cases of the people on these drugs that you're not hearing about. And they're horrible.
Well, first of all, the lipodystrophy is horrendous. It's not only on her back, but her sides. Her entire body is covered with, but yet she has these tiny little skinny legs. So socially growing up with, you know, she's been teased, she's been tormented. I mean, just the horror that she's gone through just from, because she looks funny. And then she gets sores in her armpits, sores in her mouth. Her teeth are falling out of her mouth. Her teeth crumble. She can't even hardly eat. She's constantly getting sick, constantly, you know, and it's breaking my heart, but the doctor has her convinced, and her father have her convinced that this is what's kept her alive. This is why she lived to 21, you know, the 16, 17 years of these drugs.
Wow.
And when, one time she got off them when she was younger, she just started getting tired of it, I guess, and you know, went to the doctor and they said, oh, but her levels, these, and her father doesn't even know the terminology. I keep telling him, look into, but they said some kind of levels went down, and the white blood cells, you know, and it was, you know, she had to get back on. And then what they tell her, well, if you stop, and if you just miss a few days, oh, then it's going to be terrible, because then the drugs won't work for you. So even if she stops for a week, it could be a death sentence. That's how they have her brainwashed into doing it. They're saying you could stop for a week, and then they won't work at all again, you know. So you better not even stop taking them for a week, you know. And it's like, holy shit! And I want to tell her, but I'm afraid. What if I tell her, you know, and convince her, you know, to get off them? And then something does happen. It's like then I'll be, you know, her father will be devastated, and I'd be devastated. You know, so I it's driving me nuts. I don't know how to handle it.
Well, it's kind of tough, my friend, and I understand your position, because usually, I'm sorry to say this because I don't want to be negative, but I think she's probably past the point of where we're going to be able to help her. Now, kids are resilient. I'm not going to say it's impossible, and I believe in miracles, but, you know, we've seen too much of this. Not to put in a plug, but you can go to our website, AIDSfraudvideo.com, AIDSfraudvideo.com. And you can see the film for free there. Just click on it. You can watch it for free. We talk about the reasons why HIV is not the cause of AIDS and these dangerous problems that you get with the cocktails, the protease inhibitors. And here's the question, though, Bob. Why isn't she like Magic Johnson? Do you believe that Magic Johnson actually took AIDS drugs? You don't gain 30 pounds and play with the Lakers and the Dream Team on AZT. It wastes away your muscles, your coordination. Most people end up in a wheelchair like Kimberly Bregalis did after she was supposed to have been infected by her dentist. Okay? So all this hysteria, this hype, this poor little girl, my heart goes out for her too, my friend.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I wish we could do more, but we have seen people survive 10 and 11 years, Bob, right? And like Carrie. And, the stuff eventually catches up with you, because this stuff is so toxic, the effects are permanent and ongoing.
Sure. And I mean, it's no different than chemotherapy. You might survive the chemotherapy. It might get rid of the cancer, so to speak. But years later, you're going to suffer from the side effects from the long-term issues that come up. And AZT, after all, is a reject chemotherapy DNA destroyer. It will kill you. It is absolutely disgusting, the cocktail they put these people on, all in the name of a boogeyman. One pushed at a press conference by a schmendrick like Dr. Robert Gallon. I say schmendrick with a capital S. Pat, stay in touch with us. If there's anything we can do to help, let us know. Let us know if she'll watch the documentaries. Jeez, I hope she would be open to doing it. But unfortunately, people are so brainwashed. They're so brainwashed. And they're done they're brainwashed in the name of authority, of doctor. You know, this guy in a coat is telling me, and then there's the fear, oh, I don't want to die, I don't want to die. The doctor's telling me. So it's just a real tough situation. It's a difficult situation these people find themselves in, and that's why I'm so impassioned about this issue. I've covered it for many years now, not as long as Steve, but, you know, we really need to get the word out on what's happening here. And it's essential we do so. We'll wrap things up on the other side of our final break tonight on The Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Keravim, the best supplements on earth.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
All right, Steve, thanks for coming on tonight, buddy. Always a pleasure to have
you. Hey, my pleasure to be with you, and you keep up the good work, Bob. I tune in and listen all the time, so I'll be listening, buddy. You better watch
Checks
out.
In the mail. Checks in the mail. Steve,
as usual, huh?
So how's the family doing? Everything all right?
Everything's going pretty well. We're getting through. I hope you and your family and everyone else out there, we're, you know, just hanging together, friends. We've got to, because things are going to get heavy. They're going to get intense. I still believe in good times to come, though. I think if we get over this hump, if we finally rise up, I mean, you can imagine, Bob, if all the people rose up against these bankers, oh my gosh, these guys would be running scared. And they wouldn't be getting away either, which would be good, you know. But in the meantime, we'll hang in there. Visit my website, AIDSfraudvideo.com. Check it out. You can watch the film for free if you want to get a copy. I'm sitting on 9/11 Mysteries and some other things with it, too. So do what you can to help us. And do help Bob Tuscan, because he's trying to do a very good job, and I appreciate it.
How can they help me? How do they help me, Steve? I don't get money. I don't have anywhere for them to donate or buy anything.
Really? Well, we got to do something for you, man. Maybe we should. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't care. At this point, if I wanted to make some Federal Reserve notes doing this, I would be wasting my time. You know.
Well, pray for him anyway. How's that?
Pray sound? For. There we go. I could go for some prayer.
There you go, man.
Pray for me. No, I don't know. I'm not a big fan. I mean, prayers. I don't know. Maybe our listeners can call up on another show and give me a compelling argument for prayer. But I gotta see prayer as a passive form of hope, as a passive form of, oh geez, how am I trying to express this? I just see prayer as passive, and I see action and productivity as kind of the opposite. And I don't think we can just sit back and pray and expect things to get done. I don't know. I could be wrong.
You got to do both, man. That's all there is to it. Hey, the one thing that I really think you did an excellent job with was going down to your city council meetings. If everybody was doing that right now, Bob, if we could mount that kind of a ground operation in every city council meeting, the kind of thing you were doing week after week and wear these guys down, we could turn the course on this whole thing. That's probably one of the most effective things you could do, but you got to do it everywhere. You know, not just in one little area. You got to keep coming back, and you got to keep coming back. Mm-hmm. Just like you
did. All right, final question, Steve. What should I ask Ron Paul?
I'd ask him, isn't it time to get honest about 9/11? Because everybody knows.
I think that's where I'm going to go with it. That's where I'm leaning at. I mean, and I said, I should preface it by saying, hey, Ron, okay, I understand you're a career politician. But I mean, you're no longer a politician, right? Or I guess he's still a politician. But you're no longer running for office. You think it's time you address this finally?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks as always, Steve.
Thank you, buddy. See ya.
Take care. All right, we'll be back at it tomorrow night, Friday night, on the Bob Tuscan Show. You will not want to miss it. Take care, folks. Love you. Just those crazy ballers out of our time.
Chase those crazy ballers out of town. Chase those crazy ballers out of our town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With